This is Ozarks at Large, and we are, as is much of the country, watching what's happening with floodwaters in the western part of Arkansas. Early this morning, officials say a levee along the Arkansas River breached in Dardanelle. That prompted flash flood warnings for that part of our listening area. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me again. It's been, typically in the journalism world, this is kind of a slow time. You know, the Memorial Day weekend, a lot of the typical newsmakers, especially that we follow in the business and political world, are off vacation or doing whatever, not making news. So I guess old man River and or Mother Nature thought they'd fix that for us.
Well, it has been a week of watching water go where we don't want it to go. And this is, of course, a problem in the present. But it's also potentially a problem that will last a long time. This is going to affect, as Governor Asa Hutchinson said during a press conference yesterday, but this will affect the regional and state economy for some time, won't it?
Yes, and he mentioned $23 million a day, which is also a significant hit, will be a significant hit to the state's GDP, gross domestic product. A lot of his number came from the impact of the loss of commerce on the Arkansas River. You know, the port of Fort Smith and the port operations in Van Buren, you know, they're underwater. The port of Little Rock, which is the largest port, they pulled 85 barges into their slackwater harbor. They've got those secured. They're not moving. Nothing is moving. You know, right now, or as of this Friday morning, the river was in the Fort Smith-Van Buren area. It was moving at a little over 570,000 cubic feet per second. And the Corps typically doesn't allow barge commerce, unless it's around 125,000 cubic feet per second. So that's a considerable amount over the normal. This is going to, as you said, this, you know, when a tornado comes through, an earthquake comes through, it's here and gone. With flooding, unfortunately, we don't know when this is going to go down. We don't know if it's going to peak again. You know, if there are more rains up in the river, Arkansas River Basin, in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado. More water may have to come out of Keystone Lake in Oklahoma. So not the gift you want, but this is one of those gifts that keep on giving in a negative way.
And, you know, something that is inherent with a natural disaster like this, especially flooding, is that, yeah, there are problems in the present, but there's all sorts of problems that will be in the future. For homeowners who've lost their houses, this will spool out over time. Has there been any sort of coordinated effort to decide what to do now and what to do going forward?
Well, yes, there has been. Now, the problem is, you know, when does the federal and state aid kick in? You know, and that's an issue if you're a homeowner or a property owner or a business owner, because, you know, you have immediate needs. You know, if Kyle Kellum's store is inundated, you know, you've lost some of your inventory, you're going to have employees that you're not paying, you're not going to get paid. When does that kick in? How does it kick in? So that's what people are working on, you know, trying to get secure now.
A few years ago, I think it was 2015 that you've written about at talkbusiness.net, you and I had some conversations about flooding then, and how it disrupted life and commerce in the Arkansas River Valley and beyond. That flooding was not nearly as extreme as what we're having now, is it? Was it?
No, it's not. And so, you know, no, not even close. And so they were down 4 to 6 months, in that year, kind of off and on. This is going to be completely off for, you know, Marty Schell, talk to him. He owns Van Buren based Five Rivers Distribution. He manages the port of Fort Smith and port operations in Van Buren. He said before, I think it was still at 33 feet, but he said if it hits 41 feet, which it's come very close, he said it could be 6 to 8 months. Well, that is huge. And so, you know, and it's not just the river. It's not just Fort Smith and Van Buren and Dardanelle, and it won't be just Little Rock and Pine Bluff that gets hit. People don't realize how much product gets shipped into Fort Smith that then gets by water and then gets put on a rail or truck and shipped up to Northwest Arkansas, for example. Where do folks think a lot of that gravel and sand that are used to build homes in Northwest Arkansas, where do they think it comes from? A lot of the steel that Becker uses at its Rogers plant, where do they think that comes from? It comes from the river. And so if you're down 6 to 8 months, what do those businesses do? You know, so the impact is broad. And I wouldn't be surprised, Kyle, if we learned that $23 million day number is on the low side. Mm-hmm. And as Governor Hutchinson said, you know, we're going to be facing the aftermath of this for some time.
And in the interim, people who are displaced, people who left, people who didn't leave but then lost their homes have to be helped and have to figure out what they're going to do in the short term, too.
I think we've been talking about all the how bad it is and bad it is. But one good thing, and it's not really a good thing, but it's a good response, I should say, is I've been amazed, and I guess maybe I shouldn't have been, at how communities up and down the river have responded. For example, you know, I mentioned Marty Schell at Five Rivers. Well, he has 23 employees, 17 families, you know, who depend on his business operating, depend on that for a paycheck. Well, he mentioned that at a community coordination meeting. And later, Trent Goen, CEO of Fort Smith-based OK Foods, told Marty, said, you bring your folks over to my place, I'll get them a job. Hmm. Thousands of people have volunteered to provide food, sandbags, and I think we're going to see that up and down the river.
Well, we could use some sunshine for a few weeks. Hopefully there won't be much more rain. You can read much more flood coverage at talkbusiness.net. That's Talk Business and Politics. Michael Tilley joined us from his office in Fort Smith. Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.